Lady loser. Lady loser.
Oh, you went custom ringtone.
Lady loser.
Took a while to put it together, but I think it works.
Lady loser.
President Trump has barred the White House press corps from the next press availability, but he's taking a minute to talk to us. Let me grab the phone here, and there's probably some sort of delay. But live from Vietnam, President Donald Trump. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Cochran. How's your race for mayor going? Are they going to find a good replacement for Mayor Ramen Noodle? My money's on Oprah.
That's very juvenile. Rahm Emanuel, I think, is who you're talking about. And Oprah's not running, but as it happens, Chicago will be electing its first African-American female mayor, Lori Lightfoot and Tony Preckwinkle.
Preckwinkle. Well, junior high must have been tough for her.
Imagine
very
me.
Tough.
Those are me with my name. Look, I know you're interested in the mayor's race here. I'm not sure how you managed to find time to call, but I'm glad you did because you're at the summit there with Kim Jong-un in Hanoi. How's it going so far?
Well, things have gotten off to a bad start for me over here, Cochran. You know, the minute we landed and I set foot on the runway, those pesky bone spurs of mine completely flared up again.
Sure, sure.
Lots of anti-inflammatories being taken, believe me.
Yeah, sure.
And despite somebody yelling out to me at the airport that I have a horrible case of jerk lag, it's turning out to be a tremendous trip. I mean, you know, so we hit a few mopeds on the way to the hotel, but those things are unavoidable. There's no traffic cops here.
Yeah, I understand. Things will happen. Is it going to get a little better now, I hope?
Yes, much better. I'm totally prepared for this summit. And by prepared, I mean I watched Fox and Friends on the plane right over.
Sure.
I will tell you, I'm feeling a little off, though. I've been here, like, what, a day? I've already developed a tremendous case of PTSD, presidential tweeting seat disorder.
Oh, sure. Uh-huh.
Everyone in Washington knows I can only insult tweet everyone at 5 o'clock in the morning, like I do every day.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have 5 o'clock over here. I have no idea what time it is anyway. It's like I'm in one of my casinos. I got no time. What time is it?
5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock. Ask one of your people. Now, the dinner with Kim Jong-un, is that gone well? Is it still going on?
Oh, yes. It's going right now. It's fantastically well. Kimbo's out having a smoke break, but I had time to talk.
Uh-huh.
In all fairness, Kim and I are in total sync with each other. Total sync. For dinner, they told us we'd either get KFC or Pizza Hut, but we looked at each other at the same time and said, no, we're getting both. It's like we're thinking with one beautiful, tremendous mind. We really are.
So things with Chairman Kim are you're simpatico.
Oh, yeah. We really are. We spent the entire day yesterday just catching up on how our families are doing. You know, so many incredibly funny stories from Kim about all the justifiable homicides he's carried out on his relatives.
I bet you were amused. And just to be clear, you said you're not going to rush Kim and North Korea into denuclearization as long as they don't test missiles. Is that your new... those are the new goalposts?
Yes, that's right. There's no hurry, little fella. Just take your time with the nukes because you want to do it right and dispose of them properly because... they're never going to take more than two or three warheads in the garbage pickup every week, believe me.
Yeah, imagine the amount of stickers that would take. Sir, while you're in Vietnam, your former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is about to testify to Congress, and the stuff he's talking about is explosive. The hush money payments, your finances, your businesses, your patriotism. Any concern with what he's saying?
Okay, believe me, Michael Cohen is not someone I worry about, okay? He's a proven liar. He's a liar. Cohen lies more than Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski combined. I mean, this guy has told more lies than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has teeth. He lies worse than that thing lying on top of Joe Biden's head, believe me. That I can tell you. Have you gotten a good look at Michael Cohen? I've seen more trustworthy faces on death row. That's why I never shared with him, you know, the really good stuff. I mean, if Rudy Giuliani was testifying today, I'd be declaring a second national emergency. Bigly.
I can't believe that you're pointing out others' lies and hair. But anyway, this lawsuit coming up against you as well. You know, this woman has said you kissed her without your consent, saying it was super creepy. And some witnesses deny it ever happened. Where are you on this?
Look, excuse me. That is such a ridiculous story. I have never kissed any woman without her consent who wasn't sitting next to me on an airplane or getting changed in the dressing room at the Miss USA pageant. That I can tell you.
Sir, what do you think about Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats voting to block that national emergency?
Oh, like I'm surprised? Of course they blocked it. Whatever Trump wants, you can count on Nancy Adult Underpantsy Pelosi and her band of crooked lefties to try and stop it.
Mr.
But
President,
I got the veto. I got the veto.
I get it. I really appreciate you making time. I know you're very busy over there.
Yes, Cochran. Oh, by the way, Kimbo's back. We got to talk about a very important issue. It's an issue vital to the American people and in Asia. Ain't that right, Kimbo?
Yes, Donald. I cannot stop pondering it.
Yes or no? Are Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga making whoopee?
Oh, without a doubt. Their chemistry was unmistakable sitting on that piano bench.
That's exactly what I thought. The way Gaga looks at him, right?
Yes. Although my uncle disagreed, so I had him executed.
Oh, that's too bad.
Mr. President.
In the shallow.
We're far from the shallow now.
Okay, enough singing. Let's eat.
Bye-bye.
Later, loser.
Too bad Justin's not here. He would have loved that shallow.
Oh, wow. What a sweet duet.
That's not how I expected him to sound.
You know, it's funny because remember the movie The Hangover?
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un sounded like the bad guy from The Hangover.
Yeah, what's that guy, that actor?
Ken Jeong.
Oh, yeah.
Are we sure that was Kim Jong-un, or was it Trump making the voice like he was doing here?
You think he was doing both?
Maybe. I thought it was Pence.
Because remember, he was mocking some of those voices here while he was here.
It's hard to sing both both parts.
You'd have to be crazy to do both of those voices.
Incredible actor.
Like, what are you saying?